All of us have our own inner critic. It is that little nagging voice inside us telling us that we are not good enough. We are bound to fail, make mistake, or be disappointed. It can also be that voice that tells us that we are not worthy of rest or taking a break because we have so much things to do, so much important things to do first. But that voice was not there when we were young. We play and sing and dance and create without minding what others will say or minding what we need to do first. We just do it. And then, along the way, we heard an adult telling us that we are not good enough. Our outer critic slowly becomes our own inner critic. I believe, my friend, that our inner critic, our self-made voice, helping us, preparing us and protecting us from getting hurt or feeling disappointed. But sometimes, the loud voice of that inner critic stops us from hearing our own inner voice. The voice of our soul. The voice of that inner child. The voice that gives us that inner compass. Or connecting us to the artist and creator we all are as a child. As we begin this journey of taking care of our own well-being, I invite you to make our inner critic take a vacation first and rest. We cannot get in our flow as long as our inner critic lingers. If you're ready, we will begin our meditation prompts to make our inner critic take a vacation and go away for a while. If you are ready, we will begin.